Running Rich Safety podcast is proudly sponsored by our friends at X-Miles. They're the one-stop pit stop nutrition shop for all of your nutritional needs. From Striker to Stroop Waffles, from Morton to Mountain Fuel, they've got it all down at X-Miles, and you don't even have to go to the shop. You can go onto their website, which is xmiles.co.uk, and order to your heart's content. And the best thing about X-Miles is they have this incredible build a nutrition plan feature, where basically you put in your race, you put in how far it is, how long you reckon it's going to take, how much you weigh, and it works out how many carbohydrates and calories you need before, during and after. And you can basically add products to your list, and it will tell you exactly how many calories, carbohydrates, proteins, fats, sugars, fibres, salts, caffeines, potassium, sodiums you're getting, which makes life very fucking easy and stops you from having to read the tiny, tiny writing on the back of the packets. X-Miles have given us a discount code. It is 10%, which is actually quite a lot when you're ordering in bulk. And the best thing about this is you can do it as a kind of pick and mix. So you don't need to order 26,000 Morton gels to get free delivery. You can get basically a couple of them, a couple of Stroop waffles. I'm obsessed with Stroop waffles. A couple of bits of scratch, a couple of pH gels, whatever it is that you want to put in your bucket. Make a little delicious basket and then get it delivered free with that 10% discount, which is quite a lot when you are ordering in bulk. My cupboard currently looks like an X-Miles storeroom because I just really do like ordering things and getting loads of money off. So go to the X-Miles website, xmiles.co.uk, order what you need, put in the discount code RWSY10 for 10% off, and away you go. As you've probably realised, this podcast does contain swearing. It contains chats about mental health. It contains chats about suicidal ideation. It's very, very honest, and it's definitely not the sort of thing you want to put on in the car during the school run. You have been warned. Let's crack on. Hello, my name's Ali Bailey. Welcome to the Running Won't Save You podcast, episode 7. It's season 4 as well, actually. This is a different way of doing the introduction. I'm here with my friend, coach, and I'd go as far as to say, in some cases, mentor, Holly Stables. She's wearing a straitjacket. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning, Ali. I'm not wearing a straitjacket. I'm wearing a white, you know, one of those like thermal polo neck things, because it's snowing here in the south.
Yes, it's not snowing here in the north. It's beautiful. Actually, I think it's a bit icy, so I better not do my session.
No, you will be doing a session. We could come up with an alternative anyway.
Can you get some sandbags?
How is your
going to get some sandbags out and push them against the door?
Yeah, she does it. Listeners, I'm not sure if you've actually noticed this or listened to any of these podcasts previously, but you will notice a pattern here that Ali likes to sandbag about a lot of sessions, and every one of them she nails. In fact, I was about to say something before she hit record, because I knew she wanted to hit record to stop me saying it, but I'm going to say it now.
Oh, she's going to fucking tell me off.
She did a session. I never tell you off.
You did. You told me off the other day. It was horrible. I was crying.
I set her a session of the day, which was, I don't know, it was like shorter intervals, like 30 seconds or something. And then it was 5K afterwards, because she actually put this on the stories. Anyone that follows Ali, you'll see it. She put it on stories. She did 5K. And I specifically wanted her to run it steady. Okay. For any of the like real like geeks out there, that's around sort of zone 3 heart rate. It's quite difficult to get Ali to stick to heart rates, but anyway, I told her the exact pace to run it at, and then she did it at a completely different pace, like way faster, then put onto her stories how shit she is because she hadn't hit the pace.
I didn't say how shit I was because I hadn't hit the pace.
You said oh my god, I only ran
no,
that wasn't the session.
No, you weren't listening properly. I said I was very, very far off that 10k, off that 5k, off being able to do that. No, go rewatch it. I'm going to put it in the 5K project at the top. I said I was very, very far off being able to do a sub 20 minute park run. I was very far off it.
If you were going to do a sub 20 minute park run, you wouldn't have done like 10 by 30 seconds.
No, I know that, but that's what I said. I didn't say that because I didn't look at my watch. I don't look at my watch when I do sessions. I try and do it off feel for a number of reasons. One is performance avoidance. Two is, which I already have in fucking spades. Two is, I feel sad when I look at my watch. And three, I've done something to it where I've taken it, so it's a battery saver, so it goes, the screen goes black. Whenever I look at it, I have to press a button, and I can't work out how to change it.
That's quite good, actually. You might find it do that for other people.
it stops me from being able to look at it. So like if I'm
Yeah.
on the spine or something,
I normally get people to tape over their watches, so that's actually quite good.
yeah. So if so when I'm on a really long race, I'm like, oh, how long is it? I have to actually switch it on. But also it's
Yeah.
annoying when you've got if you have to follow a map, but in most long races you can always see somebody and if you've recce'd you know the route anyway. So
Yeah.
that's what I do, but I can't take it off. So after 3 seconds, the screen goes black, and I'm like, "Oh, fucking hell! I have to press the fucking button."
Is that
So,
Coros or Garmin?
Garmin.
Oh, there you go.
So I was trying to go at the pace I thought it was, but it turned out that was faster. So
You
it was
may.
a bit of an accident.
So maybe if I'd said to you, okay, maybe in future then, this is, sorry everyone, this is on live coaching talk.
Actually,
Maybe in
I think
future
this is
then,
helpful to people.
yeah, maybe in future I might start saying to you then, well, in the past I've always said I want you to run this at like 10K feel or hour effort, and you're quite good at that then. But obviously when you're, so this is a coaching talk. So if you're doing a race or aiming for a particular time, then obviously most of the time you do need to look at target times or around that. So you need to run at certain paces. So that's why it's been very specific. You've probably noticed over the last, I don't know, 6 weeks, however long it's been, that you've been doing very time-specific sessions. Whereas before it wouldn't be. It would just be like, this is run for this far and at this effort or this heart rate. Whereas with the shorter stuff, the 5K stuff or under, there's no point going to heart rates because it takes you too long for your heart rate to get up. So if I said to you, I want to do like 2 minutes at 160 heart rate, you'll be running so flat out to start with to try and get your heart rate that high. It'll be ridiculous, okay? So heart rates are really good for longer efforts, I think, and races and stuff. But so with this, we've been very specific about time goals, which you have pretty much nails. So when you say, I don't think I'm going to be able to run under 20 minutes, yeah, of course, it is a big ask. Let's be honest, it's going to be tight. But you have hit all those reps intervals at that pace. Yeah, you have a recovery, but those recoveries have got shorter. And when you do the 5K, hopefully you won't have done like a 3 day recce in Wales beforehand, so you'll be absolutely buffed
There's
before you
been
start.
a change of plan.
No, there hasn't been a change of plan. I
There
spoke to
has.
everyone.
I'm going to Wales to do it. Because
Is it flat, Cardiff?
yeah.
Yeah,
No, I'm
is
going
that Cardiff?
to I don't really want to tell people where it is, but I'm going to a
You have to say the date though.
it is so flat. It's where I've been training when I'm at my sister's. It's tarmac and it's
Which one is
flat.
it? Oh no, you can say which one
It's
it
just De
is.
La Vera. It's just De La Vera. So it's they call it the crazy park one because it's on the CR4Z3Y, which is like a cycle route. It looks like it says crazy
Okay.
when you write it down, but it's basically it's De La Vera. So you start and you run like out 1.5 miles and then turn around and you come back again.
Oh, perfect.
And it's where I've been training, so it will actually help me because I'll be able to visualize it. And when I looked at the Selby one, it was around an airfield, but some of it was on mud.
Oh yeah, no, that would be no. You don't want to, because that's the annoying thing is if you go and do one, or the other one is like one of my clients who was going for a PB and it was 4.8K.
Oh
They
no.
stopped it and it's just like really, so we got an average, we knew what he'd ran, but it was just a bit irritating. Whereas you do want to find one that's like another really good one actually is Bakewell.
No.
No,
I
when
want to go
you.
and see it first. So I know the one in Estella Vera. Anyway, I
Okay, good. But it's been
gonna
going
put
okay.
it gonna put it out there. Don't think I can do it. But doesn't really matter
It's not.
because I am faster than I was before. And once I've done this, I won't be pursuing it anymore. We'll be done with it. It'll be put to bed. And it'll be snoozing.
And then she'll be going on to 10K.
They know I will not be fucking
Half
done.
marathon. So hang on,
No.
that 5K you did the other day after the rep.
I fell over in the middle of it. I turned around on some leaves and I skidded and I fell over.
What's your PB before this? I haven't even asked you.
Ready?
Yeah.
You sit down.
Yeah.
24:22.
Okay, so you did a PB just in your training.
Yeah, by quite some way.
Yeah, exactly. And that was after doing basically the main bit of the session.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're running up the hill 10 times.
Yeah, which is quite a lot.
Yeah, it wasn't very nice. It was a
And it'll
Welsh
be
hill.
must. And it'll be fatiguing. So the fact that you ran 21, what, 50, 40 something?
We'll see. It's hard, though. It is really hard. I think the hardest bit of it is the mental side of it.
And have you seen any benefits, do you think, to your easy running?
100%.
Yeah.
Went out in Frank I was in Frankfurt yesterday for a talk. Sorry, fucking, I'm going to get so much. I get so much shit off people when I go and do these things. They're like, "Oh, green runner went on an aeroplane. I had to go to work. How did you go to work this morning?"
Just say you went on the train. Just edit this out. Say you went by train.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. I'll lie. I get to my values and lie. I'll do that after. And I went and did 5 miles in Frankfurt, and it was flat as fuck, like you said it would be. And I ran along the river, and then I ran back, and it was like, oh, that's 8.5 minute miles, which for me feels easy now, whereas it didn't feel easy before. So that's great. But what else? And this is not the aim, but I have lost weight on it, and I never lost weight running before because I guess because it's faster, and so it's burning
You run
more
faster and you
fat.
burn, but no, you burn and you burn carbs like nobody's
Oh,
business.
fucking hell, I burn carbs like nobody's business. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, sorry people, I'm still coughing. Yeah, that's definitely a thing. And I mean, if you were doing two hard sessions a week, so if we started putting in, because obviously we can't do two hard sessions a week because you're also doing an awful lot of volume because of the spine. Yes, this
Oh
is
yeah,
our,
remember that. It's only
yeah, I was gonna say
54
this
days to the fucking
unorthodox
spine.
way of training, I know. It's
Remember the spine race? Remember that?
I've got so many clients who are doing like a bit like you, crazy stuff. And they've one of them's just done the Wendover Woods 50. This is amazing. A shout out to Nikki, actually, Nikki Edwards, who's got MS, like very debilitating MS. She's on medication. She won't mind me saying this. She's on this awful medication where sometimes she can't feel her hands or her feet and she falls over and stuff. So she's going to do Wendover Woods 50, which is one of the hilliest ones in. It's actually got more elevation than the Lakeland 50.
Got 10,000 foot of verts.
Yeah, exactly. And, it was quite foggy, so she could barely see in front of her. Before she even
That's
got
good because you can't see the hills.
exactly, but she had recce'd it a lot, thankfully, because I did say recce it because I love that race, I loved it. But she before she left the house, this is another thing that can happen. She actually shit herself.
Brilliant.
So she was like, so I had to deal with that. She said I had to pack poo bags in case I needed had any accidents when I was running, wet wipes, spare clothes just in case that happened. Anyway, she is just so. Yeah, she's just amazing. And she's so like, she's never, everything is amazing for her. And anything she can do is a bonus. Anyway, I was watch tracking the whole time. And she was in like 15th, then she was 12th, and then she finished 8th woman. Amazing.
Woohoo! Well done, Nikki.
Well done, Nikki.
Hope you enjoyed your waterproof socks.
But actually, that was what I was going to say. Yes, the waterproof socks. And then she's, and of course, she's finished. I'm like, right, remind me what we've got next. Oh, it's the Arc 50. And I was like, oh, God, yeah. You know, it's just like one thing after another. She's just crazy. She's got Boston, she's got London, she's got everything. Tokyo.
Tokyo.
She's doing Tokyo Marathon. She's got all, she's going world majors. So yeah, big shout out to Nikki. Be more Nikki.
Oh, God. I'm so exhausted talking about it.
It is exhausting, isn't it? Running is exhausting.
How are you, how's your running now? You've returned to form. Have you returned to form?
It's been a slow progress. And I'll be honest, I've just been so horribly cautious. This is very unlike me. And because I've just been, like I said before, but I've still been like second guessing everything. Like, oh, what does that mean? What does that tightness mean? And I have been getting tightnesses in like quite weird places. And because I've been trying to do now all my running on trail, which is pretty grim at the moment, as you know, because it's just so muddy, but all my running on trail or treadmill. And I'm trying not to run on road, as you know, maybe just to get to the trail because I just need to be a bit kinder to my body. So that's been quite interesting, but it's been quite hard because of the weather. I've been doing now like lots of uphill treadmill tempo stuff, which has been actually fine. But weirdly, I've now started giving my now I've got like tendon issues in my knee where my quads attach to my patella, so my quad attachment that's been aching because I'm doing so much hill work. So I've got to scale down the hills now and yeah, just get back to running a bit faster. So I've not been doing any flat road sessions or anything. I won't be probably doing anything like that before the arc. So yeah, I've
Oh.
got what 10 and a half weeks to the arc. My longest run is 13
Oh my God,
miles.
I just realized the arc is after the spine. Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, I know it is. I know it's terrifying. Like, where is time going? So yeah, it is like a race against time, and it's going to be. I'm going to turn up to that race, hopefully equipped to run 100 miles, but not to be a competitive 100 miler. I'll just do what I can, because the big cheese is actually May, which actually isn't far away either. It's
No.
like 5 months.
I was trying to do a race plan for next year, right? I've
And
got
she tells
the
me what she's doing.
Northern Traverse in, right? I'm not really sure I want to do it. I think I want to do it. This sounds awful. Like Northern Traverse is like bread and butter now, isn't it? Like I know the route
Yeah.
really well. Yeah, the lakes bit's really hard, and the rest of it's like that story run across the moors, right? It's just the weather and like sleeping in a fucking tent if you want to go to sleep. But then I was talking to the girls. I went on a girls' weekend. Oi, oi, lads, lads. We went to North Wales and we went to some stayed in a castle. The castle where they filmed I'm a
It looked
Celebrity, Get Me Out of
amazing.
Here. It was that castle.
Oh,
Yeah. And it was
was
great. Oh my God, can't recommend enough. And
it? Wow. Pickle looked like she had an amazing time sleeping on that bed.
the four-poster bed was big enough for Pickle. I was like, I'll have the four-poster bed. I booked the Airbnb, right? And also, I've got a dog to sleep with, even though Sarah Perry has to sleep with Murphy, who is three times the size of her in a single
Yeah, but
bed.
she's tiny as well,
She
isn't she?
has to sleep with him in a single
You can sleep
bed.
in the dog bed with him.
Exactly. She gets him under the covers, like, because he's warm and short-haired. And I'm
My old
like,
dog used to only sleep under the covers.
mental Murphy.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah,
Well, it's reverse.
we were talking about Kate
Yeah.
Raff. Because,
Oh, yeah.
right? Because I think Sarah's doing Dragon's Back and we're talking about camping and then she's done Kate Rath. So we started talking about Kate Rath. Turns out Laura's doing Kate Rath and Hannah may well be doing Kate Rath, right? And I'm like, well, if you're doing it, I'll do it because we can all stay in a tent. The problem I have is the tent, right? And if I'm like, got more girls in it, then it'll be good fun. But then I was like, I think that Kate Rath is like 4 weeks after the Northern Traverse.
It is because I got invited to do Cape Wrath, but it's the same time as Cocodona, right? It's May, isn't it?
Think so. Don't know.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Hang on a minute. You're saying you want to do it after the spine?
After the Northern Traverse, maybe. Or just dumping the Northern Traverse and going to do Cape Wrath. Because if
Hang
I
on a minute.
can be in a tent
When
with the
is Cape Wrath?
girls,
I thought Cape Wrath's May.
I'm just looking at when Cape Wrath is. Oh,
Right.
God.
Listeners, she's smirking while she's on the
Not
phone, which
smirking.
she is. She's
No,
got
it's
this
just my
kind of face
face.
like,
What
I'm
resting
going to.
smirk face. Cape Wrath is 17th to the 19th of May, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
When is the spine?
The Northern Traverse is, don't really know,
June.
28th of March, the 1st of April. You're a good 6 weeks between that.
Right, hang on a minute. So you want to do the winter spine, which is
Yeah.
when? Again, tell me. And
Ten,
obviously, I know this
10th
because
of
I'm doing
January to the
it.
17th of January.
Right, so you finish.
Then,
So you finish on the 17th of January,
yeah,
yeah.
and then Northern Traverse, 25th of March. Right, and
So you've
then
got 9 weeks.
yeah, and then maybe Cape Wrath on the 18th of April of May. So you finish on
Let's just add up the miles here, okay? So the spine is how far again?
268 miles,
Okay. How far is the Northern Traverse?
200 miles.
Okay. And then what's the Cape Wrath?
Can't remember. A few miles. It's not that
It's like
far,
200,
actually. I
let's say
think it's very
200.
far. Oh, that's an email. Lucky old me. 400K. Oh, that's quite far.
So that is 250 miles.
Is
Okay.
it?
Yes.
Some days are only 14 miles.
So, yeah, let's think that through. So that's January, February, March, April. So
Bet you're loving this, aren't you, listeners? Brilliant. Absolutely
in the space
top
of
level
4 months,
podcasting.
you want to do two races over, three races over 200 miles.
No, maybe. I don't know. Let's talk about something else.
Okay. Right. Viewers, can you just send in your messages about what you would say to Ali if. And also, we all know what would happen if Ali got injured or broke something. What would happen for a couple of months if she couldn't run? It would just be awful for
It
you, me,
wouldn't.
and the listeners. We
You
would
know what?
all be in.
I have been working on myself with my therapist.
Okay, well, let's just park that there, and then when it happens, we'll go back to this podcast and let's
I
replay it.
am very, very happy with myself, and my
You're
self-worth
very.
is separate to my running.
Okay, we'll
Have
park
you got
that.
this book?
We'll talk. Have I got what?
This book, Rentum Tormentum. This is a discovery of the
Did
Selwood
you pick
Forest
that one
Witches.
through?
Yeah, I got it sent to me. And it's got the first chapter is The Old Town of Froome.
Oh, I love the way they spell Froome with the
And it
double
has
O.
got some very interesting things about
Has it got
Froome
stuff
in it.
about my house and my street, probably?
Yeah, it's basically cursed. Anyway, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm going to see how I feel after the spine.
But what we will say, which is actually connected to this podcast, is you are very physically strong, physically, not mentally. You are very physically strong. As in,
And mentally.
I partially agree with that. But I think that you physically, you're stronger than ever. You know, the fact that you can do all these races is pretty remarkable. And that's testament to your training.
I know. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Although, sorry, I'm going to announce something now, and I didn't. I'm kind of. What's that? What do they call it on maths? Side
Oh,
swiping, blind siding. Yeah,
blindsiding,
I'm
gaslighting,
not going to
not
gaslight you.
communicating, all of that.
I have decided that it's not really working out with Pete, so I'm going to go with Rudy Reyes because on Instagram he's decided to become a coach. So I'm going to be taking tips from Rudy Reyes going
So,
forward because I'm a true believer.
listeners, we have a little group chat, and Ali sends us the Rudy updates sort of periodically, and they're just hilarious. I mean, they are funny.
It's
Because
quite sad though, because you are watching a man having a
I
breakdown.
know, that's what I was about to say. Because it's really like the latest one. He talks about how much weight he's lost or something, and he's walking around with his top off, like zooming in on his abs and
He
stuff.
is
And
roided to
oh
fuck.
yeah, of course he is. I mean, he's not clean, but that's up to him. That's fine. But the fact that he's trying to give out advice on how to train is just hilarious because he doesn't know what he's talking about. The fact that he's talking about he wants to get jacked and bigger because he's lost so much weight, so he's going to do a VO2 circuits. I was like,
Ten
Rudy,
times,
that's not
ten
going to build.
times.
It's not going to build muscle, not remotely. You're actually getting, and you're a coach. And he goes, and then I'm going to build a training plan, and I'm going to help you guys. No, please don't do.
If you want to put on some weight, I'd just sit in front of Netflix for a
Yeah,
month.
and eat protein bars and just food.
Yeah. That is a bridge into what we're going to talk about next, because I get a lot of questions about strength work and generally training. Now, generally training, honestly, the best thing that you can do, I'm going to say this at the start, is get yourself a coach. And get yourself a coach who has got a strength coach attached to them, or sometimes, I guess,
Attached to the one, literally.
inside them.
Oh,
Maybe.
okay.
I don't know what's going on with you and Pete. But because if you do that, even if you do it for 6 months, that is you're going to learn something, right? I've learned more than I've ever learned before from anyone, from Pete and Holly, about how my body works, right? Now I can dump them and go to Rudy Reyes. Reyes, true believers.
You
He
should go
was
and just train with him for like a year.
he hates me because I said something about him on Instagram and he came back at me. So
Did he? Brilliant.
yeah, I said, why are you doing that? Because he was wearing a pair of pants and a tiny life jacket and he was on a boat doing press-ups. I said, why are you doing,
Yeah, I remember.
what are you doing? And he was like, why don't you appreciate someone that's just living their best life? I was like, why have you're supposed to be in the SBS. Why are you wearing a life jacket on the side of a boat? What, are you scared of falling in?
Did you reply? No, he
No, I
left.
just was like, fucking hell, he's actually replied to me. Ooh, I'm scared he might send me a dick pic.
Such a bully, aren't you? Poor Rudy.
He did send you a dick pic, you wouldn't be able to see it because it'd
Well, it's steroid dick,
be
that's
so
what it
hidden. Sorry, everyone. Especially if you're in the car with your children. Anyway, people
Can't be a
say to
sausage
me,
sandwich.
nope, be more like a mushroom on toast. What was I gonna say? Just started thinking about mushroom jokes. The questions I get about strength, people find it very hard to do strength and to do
Concurrent
sessions and
training,
just to
yeah.
do proper training, right? So, like, first question, as a running coach, what do you think? This is helpful to everybody. What do you think are the three most important running things you can do each week?
Running things.
Yeah, so like, is it like the easy run? Is it like the session? Like, if people are like, I've only got three runs, what sorts of runs should they be doing?
Yeah, do a run where you run a bit faster. That's simple, okay? And that doesn't mean going out and run as fast as you can for as long as you can. Split it up into intervals. Okay, it's really that easy. I can get much more scientific about it, but you can have your minimum volume of running fast or your maximum volume of running fast, but just run a bit faster. And that could be strides if you've never done any faster running. So you could do strides or some sort of speed work.
What is a stride, Holly, for those of people who don't know?
Okay, stride is not a flat out sprint, which people get confused with. A stride is, it can be anything between 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds sometimes, but say, let's say 10 to 20 seconds. It can be on the flat, it can be on a slight incline, or it can be on a steep hill. And it's basically an acceleration. So the best thing as well, also remember before you do stride, make sure you've warmed up, maybe do some drills, some very light plyos like pogos, things like that, so you're nice and loose, so you're not just going to go straight into faster running. And it's just an acceleration of speed, and it's working on your cadence and your form, and it shouldn't be a session, so you shouldn't feel fatigued. So when I say do a stride, I say do your stride, walk back, and repeat it when you're fully ready. That's very different to doing intervals, like 30-second interval or 20-second even hill reps. I would say do 60 seconds back and then go again. With a stride, it's about neuromuscular conditioning.
Great. So interval, what's the other two?
Easy running. The biggest thing you can do for anybody
Easy.
is just easy running. It's about building aerobic volume, easy base, and that. If you just do lots of easy running for, it takes years and years to build your aerobic base. That's why when you see people go out and they're just doing crazy races already straight away, that's fine. But to get better, that's why there's no magic answer with all this. It's just about running lots of easy miles in zone one and zone two of your heart rates.
Consistency and patience. And then what's the third one? Long one.
And then long run, I suppose it can be, but that long run's different for everyone. Like someone's long run might be 40 minutes, someone's long run might be 2 hours. I don't think you should be getting into the trap of doing, I mean, unless you really love it, like doing really, really long runs. Like the people that I coach, so if you're like a 5K, 10K runner, like the maximum you'd probably be running, unless you're like a elite end, is probably like 90 minutes of running. And I do the long run normally by, for most of people, by time. Slightly different with marathon runners. We'll do it in miles because a lot of them are having actual work efforts in their long runs, so they'd be doing like marathon pace and stuff like that, and tempo maybe. So it would be more in miles. So just time based. So yeah, a run that's maybe longer, but even that, if you're just starting out, just loads of easy running, some faster running, some strides, and that's it.
What about, so here's a question. This is one I get asked loads. People tend to go on Instagram and then just want to fucking copy what everybody else is doing. It's fucking nuts, isn't it? Don't you think that's absolutely nuts?
Well, it is nuts because like what else someone else is doing, they probably aren't actually doing on Instagram anyway. They just put it on there. But what they are doing is what's good for them. It doesn't mean it's good for you, and it's not the right thing to do. And also, if you copied what everyone was doing on Instagram, there wouldn't be enough time in the day for you to do all of these idiotic things. Like I spoke to someone the other day who had a history of osteoporosis and fractures, and they'd been doing squat jumps with weighted vests on, and it's just like, why? And it's just stuff that people are, glorifying on Instagram and stuff. But yeah, a bit, like I say, back in the day, we didn't have any of that to be side by. It was Athletics Weekly. You'd read what people did in there, and that was it. So yeah, don't copy everyone on Instagram.
You don't co try and copy, you don't go to the Peak District and try and copy Alex Honnold. So why would you do it with like people? I don't understand. Anyway, there you go. Here's a classic. I get this all the time.
I think it's just because some people, I don't know, they may look at those people and think they're like them. Like I'd look at Alex Honnold and I know I'm nothing like that, but they might look at someone who they think, yeah, is similar to them, and that's what they're doing. But I think the biggest thing with a lot of it is that we don't actually know that they're actually doing that. That's the issue. It's like they
I
say
think
that.
people don't believe that, but having investigated people with Kirsty, the other day, one of these
Yeah.
people that we investigate on the regular because we can't actually believe what they're doing, wrote a comment on one of David Roach's posts as if like she was like, yeah, I totally know what you mean. Looking at Strava, she's done no miles for the last 6 weeks, yet she has entered into the Arc 50. And
Oh
this isn't
God.
like she's injured, she just never fucking goes running. But she pretends she does. She puts videos up of like, so it looks like she does.
I mean,
It's
100%.
fucking mad.
I think that's the thing. It's like, don't believe everything you see. Don't do everything that people. I mean, there's some great stuff on social media that is useful. I mean, it depends who you need to pick, decide who you follow. It's just what you're shown, isn't it, on the algorithm. But I mean, I try and follow, especially like some really good scientists that have really good, great information on there that's really helpful, and we'll try and share it. And Pete's really good at sharing the strength stuff. But the amount of people that I just see on social media, especially with the strength stuff and the weight training, well, and running, it's just the sheer volume of stuff that they're doing. And then they wonder why they break or they get really fatigued. It's just because, and that's why if you have a good coach or a strength coach, and yeah, I don't know many other that you get a lot of running coaches who maybe prescribe strength training, but they don't know enough about the strength, because I'm not the strength expert. Pete is, because we work together, we coach together, and we concurrently coach, so that the strength training isn't just dropped in on top. It's we work it together. So it's like, well, blah blah's got this on this day, we can't do this, so we have to do it this way. And so we work together, and that's the whole point of why. why it works and it's complementary, as opposed to having a strength coach doing your strength coaching separately who doesn't talk to the running coach. I think that's really
And who
important.
doesn't understand running? Who doesn't understand
Yeah,
ultra running? Like,
exactly.
ultra running is so niche. And when I first started strength training, before you, I went to the gym and I had this PT who was a child, and he was like 18, and he was making me do like 3 times 10 on the leg press.
That's
And
pretty
I was
standard.
like,
312, people do that,
yeah. And I was like, okay. And then when I started working with Pete, he's like, no, just one set of 5 to 7. And I'm like, what? That's not going to do anything. He's like, no, really, it is. Like, totally different. Like, totally fucking different. And I only started to feel the difference after I started working with you and Pete.
And then you saw the strength gains. I mean, that's the amazing thing. So it's like the other thing is about progression, and it's the same with the running and the lifting, is that you do want to see something. You want, especially as athletes, we want to see ourselves getting better. It won't happen overnight. Like there's quite I've take I took a, quite on a few athletes I've been working with sort of 6 to 8 weeks at the moment, and they are seeing some gains, definitely, but they're like, oh, you know, and I keep trying to say to them, like, it does take a bit longer. It just doesn't happen overnight. That's why I'm saying about the endurance base, you know, about how you've got a massive endurance base, which is amazing, so that we can start build, you know, the building blocks on top. So when we started working together, it was quicker because we were able to get the speed work in and then the lifting and change the lifting. But it's to have those sort of tangible results. So like it makes you, and that's what I was going to talk about with the people being worried about going to the gym. Once you start seeing those results, it's so much easier to be bought in with, you know, buy in with it. And you don't have to do, like I said, it must have taken you ages to be doing like 3 sets of 12 on all the machines in the gym, because that's what they seem to do. It must have taken you forever, which puts you off. And it probably left you really tired and fatigued. And you probably didn't increase the weights as time went on. You just did the same freaking thing.
Yeah, because I couldn't, because it was like, I'm exhausted now, so I can't like add anything on. But also, he would then whack me on a treadmill and put it up to like fucking 18 and be like, go, like, I don't just go. And I was like, fucking hell, like, I was just fucking knackered.
There'll be people listening to this going, oh, that's what I do. It's like,
It's
no.
really worthwhile if you're interested in this, if you've got taking the time to listen to it, just to get yourself a coach, or a strength coach. There's lots of strength coaches. There's not just Pete. There's like Paul Tierney. There's
Paul
loads of them
Tierney,
who like this. That's it. It's Pete and Paul Tierney.
I'm actually trying to think.
There is Paul Tierney.
If
There's
you, if you,
Pete.
if you, it would be worth just, if anyone is interested and they want to get some, just message us and Pete will put you in the right direction.
This is what I get all the time. Hi, all. Amy, this is from Amy. Love the podcast. You, Holly, etc., have spoken loads about the Stairmaster. I would love more info on the benefits of this in running. I'm considering adding a session, especially during the winter. Do you do this when injured or to enhance glute strength? So I often, whenever I put a video of the Stairmaster on the fucking Instagram, everyone's like, oh, I should add that in. I'm like, why? Like, if I put a picture of myself plucking chin hairs out of my face, would you be like, oh, I should do that? Why do you suddenly think you should do it? And I'm going to hand over to you to explain why we do it, because you're the fucking expert.
Well,
And I've been doing it for 2 years. I don't know why I'm doing it.
Stairmaster is like, oh, I mean, I've been smashing the hell out of the Stairmaster actually since when I've been injured, but it's something that I still carry over, especially for the ultra stuff, because basically it builds muscular endurance. It's going to work your quads, it's going to work your hamstrings, it's going to work your glutes. And also, sorry, we should explain what the Stairmaster is actually. The Stairmaster is that machine. Now, not everyone has this in the gyms. That's the only thing. Although a lot of gyms are catching on, they
Oh
have
my
this.
God, it's like the Stairmaster. I feel like it's the new sauna.
It is. Yeah, well,
Everybody's
I
on the
got
freaking Stairmaster.
so
Get on the fucking Stairmaster, bitch.
the Stairmaster is a massive piece of kit. That's the only thing, and they are bloody expensive. So some smaller gyms may not have it. They'd have the elliptical, which is quite different. And I absolutely hate it. The elliptical, which is the one where you have your arms and your legs sort of go round, but they're quite flat.
You look like a cartoon person walking.
Yeah, it's just weird. And then we've got an arc, which I love as well. So the arc is more like a moon thing, moonwalking. So I really love that. That's better for me than the stair, the stair, not Stairmaster, the
Elliptical.
elliptical. And then the Stairmaster is literally the ones that we have in the gym, which are huge. They are literally like a revolving escalator, but they're quite high, the steps. and it's moving, and you're walking up steps continuously. And according to the level that you choose, is the pace or the speed that the stairs move. Okay, so obviously, the higher the level, and don't get confused because this is the thing I have with people I coach, they have different stairmasters. So the levels don't correspond. Don't be like, well, I'm on 11, level 11, well, I'm on 16, but it means nothing because if you're on a techno gym or a life fitness, it's different. So the stairmaster is stairs that are literally moving. Now, you also have the option, which is the thing which cheating, which is the rest, arm rests on the side. You can hold it on the front. So in my gym, it's full of bodybuilders, and they all hang on the bars
That's what
on
mine do.
bone. Yeah.
Yeah, and their legs are going as fast as they possibly can.
No. They're going very, very
Oh,
slowly.
are they?
Oh, no, that would get them out of breath if they went fast. So they're going very slowly, and they're quite often wearing Crocs or fluffy socks. No shoes. So that's good, but there is.
Why are they wearing Crocs or fluffy socks?
Well, all the remember people in my gym just lift, so they wear Crocs or flat shoes or Converse.
Fluffy
That's what they do.
socks.
That's another thing. Don't lift in big squidgy running shoes. It's not stable enough.
I try and
Converse
lift in bare
trend
feet.
or bare feet. Yeah. So sorry, I'm getting away from Stairmaster. So the Stairmaster is amazing for muscular endurance. So if you're going to be doing a hilly ultra or an ultra, this is your extra bit of cross training, so you've got low impact, so you're not running outside, and you don't have to run downhill as well. So you are missing out on the eccentric loading when you're going down, but this is purely climbing, okay? So you've got the concentric loading, so you're going up. So it's great for your glutes, great for your hamstrings, great for your quads, as I've testament to me, because I've done hours and hours and hours of it, and that's where I'm getting my quad. Slight tendinopathy from climbing. But, and you will sweat like you've never sweated before. And it's probably one of the only machines that I can do, which gets my heart rate up really high. But the trick is to not hold on.
Yeah,
Stop.
that's it. If you can't, like, I see so many
I do it
people
with my
holding
hands or
on.
my head.
Yeah, I put mine behind my back like a school teacher or on
You
my
look
quads.
badass. And all the people in the gym were watching you thinking, how the hell is she doing that? Because when you start off, people, when you start Stairmaster, if you've never done it before, just try it once. You'll do 5 minutes. The other thing, you have to break the back of it, don't you? It takes 5, 10 minutes. Because the first 5 minutes, you're like, oh, fuck me.
I've lost all my fitness. I think I left my fitness in the changing room. Like,
Yeah.
fucking, why do I feel so shit? This is
And
unbelievable.
then you break through it. Make sure you're listening to something or watching something really good because it's so deathly boring. But and then build up. I mean, I was getting up to doing an hour of it, and that was a lot. But if you can build up to, like, doing 40 minutes, 45 minutes, that would do you so well. And if you can put that in once a week, so if you're doing the arc or something, it's a bit, you're getting a bit close now, but I would put a Stairmaster session in if you wanted, so that you've got a cross training day, but it's a very good cross training day, or like an uphill treadmill day, because uphill treadmills still impact, but it's a lot less impact than if you're running outside on hills. So things like that, it's really good. It really helps with that leg stamina, and it's also good for mentally because it's really hard.
Would you say that people should be doing it? So I think people are like, oh, I should just be doing that. But do you think it's targeted for, like, so with my athletes, I try and put them on it like in the months before. I don't say every week you should be doing
No, you
Stairmaster because I
don't
don't
do
want to
every week.
exhaust them.
Yeah. You can do it. So it depends on, like, so if you, it depends on how many sessions you do a week, right? If you're doing double days, like you're doing a lot, you're doing five double days and one single or whatever, and a rest day, then one of your doubles could be a Stairmaster. If you're a beginner and you've just start doing it, and maybe just do like 10, 15, 20 minutes and then add on to it. And then I would also look at what your plan looks like, because I would give people deload weeks anyway, so we wouldn't do the Stairmaster, or we would do a Stairmaster, but we wouldn't do a speed session. And it depends on what your training looks like, because if you've got two hard workouts that week as well, you're not going to do a Stairmaster as well. You might have the Stairmaster as a hill, as you know, take out the hill session. Or if you've got a back-to-back long run with hills in, you're not going to do a Stairmaster that week.
Finally, how fast do you think we should do it by heart rate, or do you think we should do it by feel?
It's the same thing, heart rate or feel, because it, don't worry about the levels, because also remember that levels, I might go on it today and be on level 12, but it feels really fucking hard, so I might have to go on level 10 because I've not slept very well or something. So just go by, yeah, feel or heart rate. I mean, I've noticed just by going on it, you'll get fitter as well when you're on it. Like when I first started on it, my heart rate was sky high, and now it's just dropped considerably. But I just have to work harder.
But
But
the
that's great because
key
it's very
is
tangible results.
keep your fucking hands off those fucking bars.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing. You might have to start off holding on though.
Yeah, and also don't listen to p funny podcasts because you will end up tripping and almost falling
Oh God,
off.
I've almost tripped so many times on it. Yeah. And then The other yeah, the other thing is make sure that you have plenty of fluid because you will
Oh,
sweat
fuck yeah, because you sweat so bad.
so much. It's so disgusting. And I personally, yeah, I'm not very good at listening to really boring, like slow stuff. For me, if you want to work hard, put some like Rage Against the Machine on or something really like hard house, and you will smash out a really good session. You will burn probably more calories and sweat more than you've ever done in any session on the running.
Correct. Let's talk about quickly. No, not quickly, but it needs to be quick. Let's talk about a little bit about lifting. So I get a lot of people who are like, so Pete gave me a Pete cheat sheet so my athletes can have an introduction to lifting. And there's some exercises on there that they can go and do, but I always say to them, if I were you, I would invest your time in getting a good PT, but pass it by me first because I've got the general gist of the fact that if they say do 3 times 10 on everything, that is not what we're after. Why is it that in running you do higher weight, less rep than you would if you were training to be a bodybuilder?
So it's to do with volume and fatigue. So it depends. Like if your body, well, that's different. Bodybuilding, you've got bodybuilding and you've got powerlifting. Both very different. Bodybuilding, to be honest, most of them are on gear, so it doesn't really matter what you do lifting wise. You seriously, you don't even have to lift. You can just sit there and take steroids and eat, and you'll get big.
Cool.
I know. Yeah,
Is that the
it's
same for
flat.
park run?
Unfortunately, not. Well, no, it
Oh.
probably is. If you took it off the EPO, yeah. Slightly more invasive EPO than steroids, though. Actually, no, it probably isn't. Actually, it's all injectable. Sorry, I'm going down a
Is
rabbit.
that something you and Pete offer now on the side?
Not EPO, no.
Injectables.
Yeah, we've got loads of freezers out the back. So with endurance running, we need to make sure that. So you always need to look at what is your priority. Is your priority running? So therefore, that's the thing that you want to do first rather than your lifting. So it's like when I was injured, my priority was actually lifting. So I did all my lifting before I did any of my cardio or cross training. So you want to make sure that you're able to run and complete the things which is your running. And all these people who you're talking to and the people you coach are runners. So therefore, you volume is going to be your killer. Excuse me. So I'm not very good at explaining this. It's going to be Pete that's going to be the best person to explain it. But you get the most bang from your buck in the first set of lifting. So therefore, if we set you, so for instance, I do 2 sets of 5 to 8 repetitions of exercise. Let's say that's barbell bench, benching. So working your chest and arms. So I would warm up. So that doesn't include the warm up. So warm up's empty bar. Then I put maybe 5 kilos on each side as my warm up. That will be different for other people. It may just be the bar. It may be 1 kilos at the end. And then you have to ascertain. This is where you need to have. It'd be really good to have a strength coach to start with, who can just even just one session, who can help you go through like what's your heavy weight. And then from there, I will put the weight on, and I will try and perform a minimum of 5 repetitions, with like 1 rep in reserve. So when I say 1 rep in reserve, you could probably squeeze one more out. It's hard to know that. It's like us saying, like, I really want you to run at 1 hour pace, and it's really hard to know what that means. It's just guesswork. And you'll know once you've done 5 reps, you'll be like, actually, that was too easy. Let's put some more weight on. So, and then once you've done that, you have a rest, you do the same again. And then what happens is you next time you can, or 2 weeks later, you can do 6 repetitions, then 7, then 8. And at that point, you put the weight back up, add on a little bit more, and then you take it down to 5 repetitions. So that's all you need to do to get the benefits that we want, which is strength.
That fucking blows people's minds.
Yeah, they don't get it because they're just used to banging out a massive amount of volume with a low weight, because for some reason, bad science or bad, I don't even know what it was. It was, I remember when I first did my peak, because I was a personal trainer, I did all my levels and everything, and it was like, okay, 3 repetitions, sorry, 3 sets, and it's 10 repetitions for muscular hypertrophy. Then it's 12 for, what was it, toning. Then it's 15 for endurance. It's utter bullshit. It's just not,
This
it's none
feels
of that.
so 80s,
Yeah, it's so
toning.
80s. It's so like Mr. Motivator. And the thing is, people are still doing that. And that's the issue with things like sort of HYROX and CrossFit. By the way, if you want to have a form coach, CrossFit coaches are amazing for form. So they're really good coaches to go to. But if you're going to be doing that, those sort of classes, it's all high volume.
And also, CrossFit coaches are in a cult, so do be careful.
Yeah, that's why Pete left the cult. He was a CrossFit coach. But and anyone listening to this who's probably going, oh yeah, I'm doing like three sets or four sets or five sets, some people do,
Or
or
going to
ten
the gym
people,
4 times a week
of
and doing their
12
running.
hours.
I have so many athletes come to me at the start. They're like, yeah, I go to the gym 5 times a week. And I'm like, what?
And they wonder why they're tired or they're sore or they can't do the. Now, how often have you been really sore? Yes, if you're doing your exercise
Me?
daily.
Never. I've never sore anymore.
Yeah, and you're lifting heavier weights and you're lifting what, over 230 kg leg pressing?
250, thanks.
Okay, 250. She's doing 250 kg. When you started, what were you doing?
Probably 120. And then I remember the first time I tried to do 200 and I couldn't move the fucking thing. I couldn't move it. No fucking way. I was like, there's no way I'll ever be able to do that.
And you'd still be at 120 or whatever you were if you carried on doing what you were doing, if you just continued what you're doing.
Yeah.
And when you start seeing those results, how does it make you feel?
So I didn't believe it would work. I don't know why. I think that we have to live in a culture where more is better. Like we've always have done. More is better. More work. You work. You know, if you, I was thinking about my business right now. I was like, I love my life because I get to take Fridays off. I get to like have loads of freedom. I can work wherever I want. I work hard, but I don't kill myself. I go to bed at a certain time. I don't, you know, there's lots of people like, oh yeah, I had those nights where I was up till 4 a.m. Never had one of
That's
them with this
Madonna.
job. Never had one of them with this job. I've never been up till 4 a.m. So more isn't better. And also with the strength, like I have learned that it doesn't happen in the gym. It happens in bed when you're asleep. Like that's when it all molds together and makes you strong. But I'd never believed once a week with, and I know some people do twice a week and that's fine, but I don't have time for that shit. I just don't have time for it because the gym is 20 minutes away. I didn't believe once a week would work, but it does work.
Isn't it
Like
amazing to go
it
back every
works so
week?
well to the point, even to the point where you go back after a week and you're like, oh shit, I can actually do 16 kilograms with this now, whereas last week I could do 12. I haven't done any more or practiced it during the week. It's just you can do it. It's like fucking witchcraft. But
Yeah.
people do too much, don't they? They're like,
Yeah.
and then they wonder why they're not getting the results, or they get injured,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. I mean,
or
I
they're
love.
tired.
It's so cool. Like, it is cool, and it's cool to be able to. I know this just sounds like a bit bro-y, but it's cool to be able to lift heavy weights. For us, I'm not saying heavy for people is different.
I fucking love it, and I can see people side-eyeing me because my leg press is in the area where everyone does the upper body stuff. So all the bros are there
You're
pulling their
having to lift up
fucking
these
thing.
massive 20 kilos
Yeah,
to
and I can
actually
see
drop.
these blokes side-eyeing me, being like, "What are
You won't be
you
able
don't know
to
what
do
you're
that.
doing."
You won't be able to do that.
Yeah, and then you're like, "I fucking do," and they sort and you finish, you get off, and they're sort of looking at the floor, and you're like, "Yeah, bitches." Like.
I love the fact that I can walk into the gym and it's like it's on the cable. The pull-up bar that I like to use is on the cable machine. So there's lads on either side and they want to go into the middle and do their arm stuff. They all do the same stuff.
Yeah.
And I walk in and go and I just jump up onto the pull-up bars and pull and just knock out like six pull-ups. Because none of them can do pull-ups because they're too big
Yeah,
and
that's
they're
too
not
heavy.
actually they're not strong enough. And I just knock them out and they're just standing there. And then I just drop down and I just think, yeah, I'm going to start adding weights to on a belt soon as well, just to really wind them up. But it's
Yeah.
just like, I love that I can do that. I could never do that. I was
No.
so pathetically weak when I was a runner, like when I was
Yeah.
a runner, you know? But it is cool. It is
And
cool.
it's once a week. So, the other question I get is how to get over that fear of going into the gym.
Yeah. I think this is a
People find
great
it really
question.
fucking hard.
Okay, so. They find it hard because of the things that we've just said, because they're probably doing far too much. Let's talk about people who've just never been to the gym and they're just too scared, okay? Or they just don't know how to start. So there's a load of pointers I've written down because I thought it was a really good question. So the first thing I would say is start small. Like you've just said, you used to go when you did go, or people think they have to be there for hours and you don't. You can literally go for 20 or 30 minutes. I can get my routine done in 20, 30 minutes, okay? Start small. You don't have to go out and do loads of sets. Just go in and do one set. Get used to it. So that's the first thing I'd do. Get a plan or get some help. So that's a really important thing. So even just book a session with a good PT if you can, like I said, like a CrossFit coach or someone. Do your research. Ask me or Pete, we can always help out with that. And get a session booked in with them and get them to show you just how to perform those moves. Like, so Pete always asks everyone, especially new clients, to film themselves because he used to coach in person, but obviously he can't coach everyone in person, so that they can see their form. Because if there's nothing worse, and if you've gone in there and you've been doing the wrong form and you've actually got yourself hurt or you're not doing it properly, you won't get the results if you're not doing it properly.
No.
So
It's fucking waste of time if you're not doing it
it's a waste
properly.
of time, exactly. And that's the other thing as well, actually. I think the other important thing is before you start even doing any of this and you're prone to injury and you've got niggles, it is probably worth getting a physio assessment as well to check that you're not biomechanic, there's something not quite right. Because if you end up doing lifting and there's something or not quite right with you could potentially make it worse. I'm talking about like pelvis alignment and stuff like that. I would also like try and make it a routine, like a ritual thing, like you do, like you've said, I'm gonna go once a week and it's gonna be on this day. I mean, it doesn't always have to be on the same day, but some people like that. But you'd say, like, this is Monday morning, I'm gonna go to the gym and this is what I'm gonna do. And like plan, I have like a playlist as well, so I listen to that, or I look forward to a podcast. Or when I've been doing my cross training, I've just been, thank God for maths.
Oh yeah.
On
I haven't
maths breaks.
watched the last one yet. I'm saving it.
Brilliant. So I've had like an hour. That's my hour to start with. If I do a session, I need something a bit more uplifting, so I'll put that on.
What do you mean maths is uplifting?
Well, no, you do what I mean. Yeah, it does make me a bit ragey or I laugh. The other thing, right? This is another one, right? This is something really, I think it goes for running as well, but also for lifting. Wear nice clothes.
Hmm.
There's nothing worse than being in the gym and realizing, first of all, you stink.
That's life.
Yeah, or you've just put on the worst clothing combination. For me, wearing the right clothing combination or something I like makes me feel better. Now, that's super weird, but I know.
I like wearing my braggy t-shirts that I would never wear anywhere else. Like my 100 mile Grand Slam or my Wild Horse 200 or my
Do you
Lakeland
have
100.
mock tech on it as well? And do you rip the arms off?
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
Good, because that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
And then
Baby oil yourself up so that you look shiny.
don't oil yourself up because you'll just slip off the machines. Don't wear gloves either. That's a big no-no.
Gloves.
Yeah, a lot of people wear gloves
Why?
because they don't want to get calluses on their hands, and they look.
Right.
I was going to say something wrong. I'm going to say. And then the other thing, which I think is really good, and there's something that you do, which I think is great, have a like a post-lifting treat, like a sauna, coffee, cake, anything like that, protein bar. Woo! But yeah, we've got an amazing coffee van that's next to our gym, so that's cool. Go with a mate. Although I would say going with a mate is quite hard to train with them because they're going to be doing different stuff. But if you say, look, we're going to go to the gym today, we don't have to train together, but it's something where you're going to meet them there. And then the other thing, which I think is really, 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 really important, is track your progress. So take a little book with you, write down all your phone, and write down what you've done that day. Look at what you did the last time. Try and add another rep, or once you've got to your maximum 8 reps, take it back down, add a little bit more weight. Now, not all gyms have it, but I mean, I'm in a bodybuilding gym, powerlifting gym, so we have micro plates. They're like 0.5 kilos, they're tiny, and you can add on, which is amazing. So you can't always do that, but yeah, track your progress so you can see like where you've come and just see those changes on paper. And that's so motivating. Just those 9 weeks where I was injured, I saw such a massive jump. Like my like body, my pull-ups and my benching and everything just went up. That's it.
Great advice. A lot of my athletes are like, I don't feel like I belong in the gym. Like people are going to look at me, and
No one looks
I
at you, they
think
look at themselves.
that's exactly what I was going to say. Like, if you and I always use the supermarket as an example. Like, you don't walk into Morrisons just think everyone's going to look at you because they don't look at you because they're all busy doing what they're doing, and it's exactly the same in the gym. Literally, no one is looking at anyone else, and if they are looking at you, lucky them.
Yeah.
Like, I find putting my AirPods in. I have my AirPods in, and most of the time when I'm lifting, I don't listen to anything. It's when I'm on the Stairmaster or when I'm doing a session. But just having them in is basically a "don't talk to me"
Yeah.
type scenario.
You need to wear the
And
big ones that you're wearing now.
yeah, oh no, I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous. But really think about what you're. It's kind of weird to think everyone's looking at you because they're really fucking not looking at you. And the other thing I'd say to people is if you can access the gym at lunchtime or between 10 and 3, it's
Yeah.
much better to go because it's empty and it's got old people
Evenings
in
are a
it.
nightmare.
Evenings are a fuck, you'll hate it because there's loads of people that are pricks in
Peacocks.
there.
Yeah, and peacocks, yeah.
So So try and avoid it. But it is the hard thing that people are like, they find it really difficult to break the back of that, like, I'm gonna go and I feel like I fit in there. But everybody starts somewhere from zero, don't they? Everybody starts from zero.
100%. Also, that's a really good point. If you're lucky enough that you have quite a few gyms in your area, go and try them. Go and try them all at the time that you think you're going to train, and you'll get a feel for it. It's like our gym that we always went to was amazing, and it closed down, so we had to find a new one. And yeah, we had a couple to look at, and we found the one we really wanted. So definitely, don't worry about that. We had a client who's just amazing guy, Irish guy, and he was terrified of the gym. And he was so scared, but he really wanted to get into it. And for weeks, we had to find out where the machines were because he couldn't do anything in the middle of the gym.
Oh.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Phil, we love you. And he would be like, there's the machine in the middle. And it was the back extension or something. And
The
he'd
machine.
like circle it.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until he plucked up the courage, and he was also really shy and everything, he started doing it. And now he's got like a gym buddy, and now he does all of them, and he loves it. He absolutely loves it. And it's just like, it's been brilliant, because it's like we worked him in. It took him a while to get into it, and now he's got his place. He knows what he's doing. He's got his little book and everything. It's just amazing.
What was I going to say? The other thing is, right, in my gym, there is a rule, and I don't know if people are aware of this rule, but the rule is you do not speak to women. The men are not allowed to approach women. So the men in the gym are not allowed to talk to the women unless they are spoken to first,
It is an
right?
unspoken rule.
Well, my PT is like, it's actually in the terms and conditions of that they sign, but no one reads the terms and conditions. But it's like, if anyone bothers you or you feel like you're being harassed, come down and tell one of the staff because we will have a
All
word with
right.
them. And so I've always felt really safe in my gym. And there's been a couple of times where I've been like, I need some help here. So, you know, like with the bar, but the bar, just the bar on its own, and they
Yeah.
stick it in, like, they stick it end
Yes.
up. And I'm like,
Yeah.
I can't get that out because I don't have the strength to get it out without it toppling and smashing someone's skull in.
Yeah,
So
you'll
I've
break
had to
it.
say, yeah, I've had to turn, look around and be like, you, excuse me, just to like a normal member of the public, could you grab this bar for me and just take it out and put it on the floor for me? And they've always been like, yep, yeah, no problem. And they do it and then they walk away. Like, and I've also been like, I'm not really sure how to use this machine. I don't, is this the right machine? So I've been like, someone near the machine, excuse me, is this the right machine for this? And they're like, yep, it is. This, do we show you how to use it? And you go, yes, please. And they do. And that's it, because people fucking like to be asked. And it's a bit like saying to someone at a supermarket, excuse me, do you know where the jam is? And I always use the fucking supermarket because the supermarket is exactly the same as the fucking gym. You're all there for a shared purpose, but you're also all there for your individual needs. So you're
Less
not gonna
sweating as well.
yeah, you're not gonna copy what other people are doing. And people aren't gonna come up to you and be like, why have you got that in your trolley? Why are you doing that? They're just not going to, and they're not going to do that at the gym either. So
Yeah.
it's mental to think that you're going to walk in the gym and everyone's going to look at you. It's actually a little bit narcissistic to think that.
Yeah, no, it is.
They're not.
Yeah. But they probably look at you going, fucking hell, she's strong.
Yeah, or look at her. She can do this fucking Stairmaster for 45 minutes without holding on.
Well, I was on it the other day when I did this epic one, and there was these two lads next to me on either side, and they'd been on for like, I think they'd done about 25 minutes, which is really good for the, I'm so condescending, but
Good for you.
for the big lads. I'll call them the big lads.
The big
Anyway,
lads. They're fluffy socks.
I finished and I was like properly on my, it was a proper hard session. And then they finished and they just looked at me and they just started clapping. And they were like, fuck me, that was insane. They're like, you didn't even touch the bar once. And I was just like, oh, thanks, lads. They were just like,
Nice.
wow, we'd love to do that. And I was like, what we have to do is this and this and this. And we just got chatting and they were just in awe. And I just thought that was hilarious.
They've got their little fluffy socks on.
Yeah, they've got their Crocs on, the pink ones with the little, like they have little people in, like
Hey,
fluffy.
I bought some Crocs for Dragon's Back, and it was the greatest investment I've ever made in my entire life.
You ran in Crocs, they're really comfy.
Are they? They're quite
Yeah, you
spongy, aren't they?
run on tarmac. They're quite cool.
Might try that on my session then.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Oh, it's snowing. Oh wow, it's snowing. Oh
Is it
fuck.
proper snowing?
Yeah, it is proper snowing. I've got to go out in that in a minute. Brilliant. Okay. Lastly, but not leastly, actually, no, it's not lastly. Quickly. If people want to get started in the gym and they don't know what to do, give me five or six things they can do.
Okay, right. This is from strength guru Pete. And you'll recognize some of these.
Dr. Pete.
Talk to me. Okay, sorry, excuse me. So these are the exercises. He was a bit like, oh, I hate this question. It's very different for each individual. I can't give you these exact things. So anyway, I pressed him.
He costs £1,000 an hour, and he will do
I wish he did.
consultations.
The great thing about Pete, love him for bits, but he doesn't really want to coach many people. He doesn't want to do podcasts. He gives stuff away for free a lot of the time, and he does want to help people, but he could do so much more, but he just doesn't want to. Okay, so
He's an enigma.
well, isometric Parloff press, which is an anticipation exercise. Do you do this one?
What is it?
Okay, so you need, well, a cable machine,
Yep.
or you can, even if you've got a band, like if you go to the gym, if you've got a good gym, they should have the big bands, which you can
Yep.
use for pull-ups and stuff like that. You can use it for a Parloff press, but preferably a cable. And it's anti-rotation, so you put the weight on and you keep your body still, but you're moving, well, you twist your upper body, keep your legs still, and you're twisting your upper body as your rotation, and it's isometric, and you hold against a weight.
Yeah, I
So
do
we have,
this.
pardon?
I do this.
Yes, you do this. Okay. So isos, it's about tendon work as well. So hold that isometric and hold that against a heavy, heavy, heavy weight. And heavy weight is different for everyone. So, oops, sorry, I just had a message from someone telling me to do something. And then you're going to do a car.
It me? Tell you
No,
to hurry up.
I go, fuck off. What was the other one? Lateral step down and up, which works your glute med and quad. This is a good
Oh
one. You do.
I love this one.
You want to explain what it is?
Yeah, so you have to get a weight, or you do start a body weight, and I find a really good thing to do is find a spot on the floor and look at it, or else you're going to fall over. Get on a slight raised step, and then drop your left or right foot, whichever one is dropping down a little bit, and then up again. Almost like a sort of single leg squat, almost,
That's
isn't
right,
it? Yeah,
yeah.
and then you can progress to having a kettlebell, holding a kettlebell and doing that. And I do six, fucking hell, really snow, 6 to 7 on each leg with a rest in between. Don't forget your rest.
Okay, great. And you can do that with a weight, or obviously start without a weight, or
Start without a weight because it's actually quite hard to maintain your balance. But if you, but the top tip is to put something on the floor, like not your phone, because if it lights up, you're like, whoa, but something that doesn't move, and just focus on that thing and then you won't fall over.
a good tip. Okay, yes, it helps with balance as well. And then calf iso on the leg press. So this is working your calves. If you do that one. So a lot of people will just be doing like loads of calf raises and stuff off a step, which is another thing you can do. But with calf iso, so isometric work is really, really good. So it's a strength movement, but your muscles create tension without changing the length. And it's just really, really good. So it's a really good position. So it's under a heavy load. So it's the same with a calf iso. So a calf iso is, so if you're on a leg press, everyone's leg presses are slightly different. Let's use yours, for example, or a machine one. So you're sitting down or lying down and you're pushing against it really heavy and you're holding that.
It's actually
Okay.
quite hard to get into doing that because it feels so weird to not be pushing and pulling the thing
Yeah.
back, but you're pushing the plate basically with your toes
Yeah.
to extend your calf. And it's I'm finding that's a more and more popular exercise because when I go to the gym, I see a lot of the bros doing it now.
Everyone's isometric exercises are really, really good because you can also do them. That's why we've done the home workout. It's a lot. So the other examples of isometric is like a wall sit.
Oh yeah, I love a wall sit.
Great. And people are like, oh yeah, I can do that.
No,
So you
you
do a wall
fucking
sit.
can't.
No, you do a single leg. If you want to do it harder, you go onto a single leg wall sit, and that's really, really hard with a weight on your leg.
No
That's really hard.
thanks.
So that's a 90-degree. You can do this at home. Try this at home. Sit, lean against the wall with your feet at 90 degrees. So imagine if you're sitting on a chair, but there's no chair there, and rest against it and see how long you can do. Okay. If you can do a minute, that's really good. If you can do a minute and you start doing one leg, so you lift one leg off the floor and hold that for as long as you can and repeat. Okay. Next one, barbell march.
I love a barbell much. I haven't done that for ages.
That's really good for stability and balance. Again, it's really that simple. Again, you'd have to be at a gym to do that, but you'd have a 20 kg barbell or 15 kg barbell, but preferably most people have 20. And you start with that, and then you add weights on, and you're basically doing a slow march, lifting your foot up to 90 degrees, hold it back down again, and repeat. What else have we got? 45-degree hip extension, glute, which works glutes, max, and hamstrings. That's sort of like a bridging. That's the other thing you can do. That's another isometric as well. You can do an isometric bridge. And then the last one is kettlebell hip flexion. I did loads of these in rehab. I don't know if you've done that. The hardest thing is getting your foot through the kettlebell. Because I can't fit my shoe through, so I have to do it barefoot. So it's quite hard. So
Yeah, that's
when
what
you're
I
trying
have
to
to
step a
do.
12 kg kettlebell with your foot, I was going to say paw then. But again, you're standing, lifting your knee up to 90 degrees and hold that for like 10 seconds, repeat next 10 seconds.
Kettlebell hanging off the end of it.
With a kettlebell hanging off the end of your feet. It's really hard. You can start off by holding something and then progress to not holding. Again, that's a really, really good one. And then another one, I think, is side planks to finish off. Again,
Get in
really.
the fucking bin, side planks, or starfish fucking planks, where you look like an
Another
absolute
ISO.
prick.
Another ISO.
Pete likes making people look like
Another
foolers.
starfish plank.
Yeah, he does.
And
Right.
that's it.
Thank you. That's really helpful. I hope you all found that really helpful. That's all the hard gym stuff. Right. Now, listen, update. Do you like that noise?
Is it Morse code?
Do you remember? You don't remember because you didn't listen to it. But listener, do you remember last week when we talked about the prick, the running prick from the running club who had entered Boston Marathon fraudulently as a non-binary runner because he couldn't meet the qualifying standard for males? And he
Yeah,
told everybody at his, he told people at his thingy, at his
Club.
Well, we've had an update. From Anonymous, who's the person that first sent us the thing? Dear Ali and Kirsty, because me and Kirsty did it, but I'll say Holly as well. It is hammering it down with snow here. It's like fucking Narnia.
Yeah.
We have just listened to the podcast. It was fucking fantastic. My partner and I laughed our heads off and punched the air when you called him a prick and said anyone who disagrees can fuck off. It's made us love you and the podcast even more. God, this is so wank. Thank you, Anonymous. My partner actually identifies as non-binary, so this has been particularly difficult for them, and your support has been a big boost. We've since reported him to Boston Marathon and managed to get some good people in the club to do the same and put our concerns in an official grievance to the club. If you would like to show your solidarity and report him to Boston, the email address is this. I'm not going to say what it is. Because we have got his name, but we're not going to say it.
Damn it.
Okay? Please, please, please don't share his name on the podcast or social media. I don't want to turn it to a witch hunt. Witch hunts are bad. I'm reading a book about them at the moment, or a news story, but I do want Boston to disqualify him. His name is,
The Trollop.
and a quick Google search of him, or having a look at his Strava Insta previous races and NHS profile show the type of bloke he is, and that he is a fraudulent. This is a fraudulent entry, particularly as he
Dr.
ran.
Bob Trollop.
No, don't, because Kirsty has gone deep. She sent me an email saying this guy's living in Narnia, and she
Oh,
sent
no.
me his a screen grab from his friggin' what's it called, Instagram, or is it LinkedIn? It's one of them. I think it's his Instagram, and it says he's a surgeon, a commercial plane pilot, a public speaker, a
Oh God, what a
social
grave.
media enthusiast. He's got
And
about
a
1,000 followers.
liar.
A semi-pro athlete, a keen runner up to ultra marathon, and
Wow.
yeah, it. Semi-pro athlete, like, but how can you be a
Is
surgeon?
it Spencer Matthews?
It is Spencer. How can you be a surgeon and a
It
commercial?
Rudy?
No, like his face looks like it's been AI. His face looks like you've put into AI, put in the face of a Tinder swindler. Make me a face of a Tinder swindler.
Can you
Like
send
it's
me? You've
like,
got to send me this
I will
guy.
send you it. Yeah, I'm gonna send you it now. Like it,
Is it the
like.
toughest Caesar?
No, it's not the toughest. Like, I don't understand. Can someone explain to me how you can be a commercial pilot and how you can be a surgeon?
Let's be honest, he sounds like one of these people that whatever you've done, he's done better. So
Yeah.
you'll never win.
No. It's but I think we can win because we can because every, well, Kirsty's just reported into Boston as well. So let's keep this. Like flame alive, Anonymous, and let us know how it goes. Because this is fucking fascinating. I feel like Tortoise Investigates are going to I'm gonna send you I'll forward you this after the podcast, Holly.
I
Are
really
going
want.
to do a podcast on him. Cause it's
I think so. Can
fucking mental.
we invite him on? Because he sounds like really cool.
Should we just invite him? I know what I'll do. I'll invite him as the last guest of the season.
Does he hang on? Does he know that we're talking about
No,
him?
he doesn't.
Okay, invite him on without him knowing what it is, and then just confront him. And I want Kirsty to confront him. Like, in the way, you know, I think Kirsty would be so good at it. Just like really nice, lovely, and then confront him.
I feel like that could be quite dangerous.
Yeah, but he doesn't actually have to be in your house.
No, he does. That doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter if they're not in your house. Like, there's
Has
not
he got
plenty of
mass
ways.
murder on his bio?
He looks like a psychopath. He's really good looking. He looks like that guy from Psycho or like Ted Bundy.
You, like you said, you know, you're gonna be like, you're gonna meet him, and he's just not gonna, he's gonna look like Mr. Bean.
Yeah, he's gonna have a Gollum face, isn't he?
Yeah, and a very small penis.
Well, he doesn't have a penis or any other genitalia
Oh,
as far
yeah,
as
of
he's fucking
course.
concerned.
Yeah.
He's non-binary. He has nothing. He has nothing. So he is like, he doesn't identify. He's just, I was
He's a
just about to say,
simp.
I was about to say, he's just a man. He's not, though. He's non-binary. So, yeah. Anywho, that's fun,
Oh.
isn't it? That was so fun.
Well done, Detective Cursed.
Yeah, good one, Detective Reed. What are you doing this weekend? Oh, you're going to Kendal.
Oh.
Deepest sympathy. Sorry. I mean, woohoo! Yay! Mountain Festival.
Feel like
Woohoo!
it's for the young people, you know? The young and influential. So that's why I'm going.
I
Yeah, we're
fully support this festival and I will be speaking there in May. Thank you.
yeah. No, it's gonna be good. And I'm so excited. So excited.
I'm so
No, I
excited to be
am.
here, guys.
No, I am excited. I'm really pleased. My film's being thrown, my film, Peter's film is being shown 3 times. And he's coming over from Austria, which is amazing because he's been invited over. He gets invited over, right? And
Does
paid
he get
for
his
and
expenses
everything.
paid and you have to sleep in a fucking
Yeah,
van in a lay-by?
because
Cool.
he's made the film, obviously, and I'm just in it. But he's made the film, and so he's been invited over. So that's really cool that he's there. And if anyone wants to come and watch it, I think it's on Friday morning as part of the.
Too late. This is out on Saturday.
Okay, Saturday evening, if Kendall come, I'm doing the film and the talk at 5 p.m. somewhere. I haven't even looked.
Great promo. Perfect.
Yeah, I know, I'm really good. It's in Kendall.
Great.
Yeah. I haven't been to the festival in years, like years when it was much smaller. So this is going to be, I think it's going to be, yeah, I think it's going to be, it's huge, isn't it, this festival now? It's a bit too big. But
Last
yeah, so
time
I'm
I
going to.
went, someone knocked the wing mirror off my car.
Well, they better not do that to mine because I won't be able to get home. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm going to the Pennine Way. Can you believe it? I'm
Ooh,
going to go
epic.
and run from Edale to Essendon with two of my athletes who are doing sprint, and I'm going to pack my bag on Friday the way it should be packed, which is quite
Good.
a hideous thing for me to have to do. And then on
Yeah.
Sunday, I'm going to go and do a
On
six,
wheels.
yeah, a little wheelie suitcase. Then on
Yeah.
Sunday, I'm going to go and do a 16 miler somewhere, and then I've got sound baths, I've got saunas, I've got
Oh, I love it.
all of the good shit. I'm a fat big fan of the floating sound bath at the moment.
Are you? Is that just like a
Really,
bath
that
floating?
realigns your chakra. No, it's you go into a room and it's you get a hammock like in the middle of the room. It's dark and there's loads of music and then this woman plays the seven crystal bowls which align with your seven chakras. She plays them and there's vibrations. And because you're
You
in a
fall asleep.
hammock, no, because you're in
Okay.
a hammock, you go into like a deep, almost like trance. The vibrations go all the way around your body and they go through your body. And it has quite an incredible effect. Like sometimes makes me quite ill because I purge out all this bad shit. And people are like, "You're talking shit." And I'm like, "No, I'm not talking shit. Energy, we survive off energy. We get the reason that we can live is that we're getting fucking energy off the sun. If we don't have that energy, we will die. So it's not shit. It's fucking science." And
But also, I think if it makes you, well, no matter what, if it's good, like, because some people hate saunas, but I love saunas, they make me feel amazing. So,
oh,
and
I'm
I'm.
in the sauna 5 times a week at the moment, and my skin's amazing. I feel brilliant. I feel relaxed. I'm in the cold plunge like 5 times a week. Like it just resets my central nervous system, and so and it's not doing
I
anyone
love.
any harm. But honestly, if you've got anxiety, or if you feel sad, or if you feel like you need your magic re-sparked, a sound bath is the one. But you will cry your eyes out for the first time you go. You
Is
don't
it
have to have a
like.
floating one either. You can do it on a mat, but they cover you in blankets and like it's like being cocooned in the womb. It's
Oh, I was going
fucking
to say,
amazing.
I've seen, yeah, no, I've seen the ones when you lie on the mat. I've never heard of the ones where it's floating, like floating.
I
I
reckon
think,
that you'll get some good ones in free.
yeah, I mean the sauna and stuff's amazing here now. They've started putting because it's like it would be amazing now when it's raining. It's so cool. Like, we went the other
It's
night. It was
so good when
like,
it's raining
night, yeah,
outside.
they don't have any lights. It's amazing. So they just have little twinkly lights outside, but there's nothing. Like Pete got in there and almost sat on someone. He couldn't see anyone. It was full, and he thought it was me, and he just sat on this woman. Poor woman. Well, she probably quite liked it.
Yeah, I bet she did. Sorry, I was about to say, I
And
wouldn't mind Pete sitting on me. And then I'm like, that's really
then
inappropriate. If he
she's
wasn't your
quite big, though.
husband. Yeah. Sorry.
And then outside they have a big fire pit, which you can just sit around. It's lush.
I went two sort of recommendations. One, Lamberis. There's one on the lake at Lamberis. Me,
I
Sarah,
saw
and
that. Oh
Hannah
no, I
went
didn't see
into
that. No,
it.
it's a different one I've seen.
Yeah, me and Sarah and Hannah went into it, and it was nighttime, and you get out of the sauna and go straight into the lake at Lamberis, which was
Oh.
fuck. It was nighttime. It was fucking incredible. Two, Willow. What is it? Actually, I'm not going to tell you where it is. It's in the Afan Forest in Wales. 3 hours.
Oh, tell me that one because Afan's our favourite place.
Oh my God, it was so good. 3 hours, £50. You've got the whole sauna to yourself, wood fired, outside, and the plunge pools are the waterfalls. They've built like a bottom
Oh, yeah,
pool,
I
and they've
know.
got a waterfall
Beautiful.
and a bath. So if you want to get the bath, you can, and another waterfall. 3 hours on your own. Me and
Is it
Janie
okay to
went,
stay in the van there?
yeah, you can. It's a campsite. So you
Oh,
can stay
yeah,
in your
tell me
van.
that.
So me and Janie went in the middle of the night. Well, it was like 7:30 at night. And we just sat outside and looked at the stars and then got back in this fucking sauna. It was so incredible. I love saunas, and I got my mortgage, my in what is it? My mortgage in principle approved. So now I'm looking at houses.
I was literally, do you know, I was thinking about that this morning. I was like, when are you going to buy a house and
I'm
get sauna?
buying one. Like, I'm gonna go buy one in Wales, and
I
the
have fun.
first thing that's going in, fucking sauna.
Yeah,
I
well,
don't
you
care if I
know.
don't have a kitchen. The sauna's got to go in first.
You could cook eggs on the coals or something, couldn't you?
Exactly. I'll be happy in my sauna.
What was I going to say? I can't remember. It was something deeply interesting or not interesting. But yeah, no, I absolutely love saunas and
Me too.
I'm glad
Okay,
we
I'm
got
gonna
them.
we need to go now because it's 20 past nine and I do need to go
Yeah, I've got to do
outside.
my session. Pleasure talking to
Fuck
you.
this. What's your session?
It's uphill treadmill.
Oh, I want to do uphill treadmill, not go out with a fucking freezing, pissing wind and rain.
If it, what are you doing today?
10 times 3.
Oh yeah, that is
Wait.
horrid. You can do it on the treadmill if you want.
I won't be very far. I won't be able to do this. I won't be able to calibrate it though. Because the treadmill's shit, isn't it? This
Definitely
is
not
a
free.
really good fucking coaching chat.
No, let's talk afterwards, but I can calibrate it for you if you
Okay,
want.
I'm gonna stop this now. Okay, everybody, we'll see you next week. Love you, bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Running Won't Save You podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, would you mind nipping to Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your pods, and just leaving us a review, but also hitting that subscribe button? God, I hate saying that, but it really does help us with our numbers, and that helps us to attract better sponsors, and that means that we can do this more often. So if you can do that, we will be very grateful. We are on Instagram. It's at Running Won't Save You Pod. And just a quick shout out to some people who I personally support and would love for you guys to check out as well. They are the Green Runners. You can join the Green Runners, get yourself a patch and feel very smug. Pair Ups, who will fix shoes. They send you shoe fixing kits. Look them up on Instagram. Pre-Loved Sports, don't buy a new kit. You don't need it. The most sustainable kit you've got is the kit you're already wearing. So head to Pre-Loved Sports website and you'll be able to buy amazing kits super cheap. I bought a Montane Gecko vest the other week for like £30 and I wore it for the Dragon's Back. It was incredible. Into Ultra are a charity who work to make ultra running available to everybody, helping pay for coaching, helping pay for physio, helping pay for race entries. So go over and see what they're doing, see if you can help, see if you can donate. And finally, Reaction Collective, who are an incredible group of people who fix kit, who can recycle kit, and who generally have loads of information about how you can be a bit more of a sustainable runner. We will see you next week.